The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and good afternoon, sports fans as well. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And there is a whole heck of a lot of things going on in the sports world right now. Whether it's NBA playoffs and this amazing play by this Stephen Curry kid, or if it's the NHL and a Game 7 or some really good Game 6s upon our way here, we got you covered in every single direction. NFL draft right around the corner, now that I'm thinking about it. Major League Baseball going. My Milwaukee Brewers are awful. But the Mets, the New York Mets, are pretty darn good. So there's a lot of things to talk about. Let's welcome in the cast of characters. First and foremost, Fred Wallen. Good morning, Fred. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, it's a very nice day here in Southern California. And certainly, as you said, Andy, plenty to talk about.
Absolutely. Jeff, you're back for another hour with Fred and I, so get ready, buckle up, because on the other side, I think I'm going to hit you with this Bruce Jenner thing, Fred, and see how you respond and your reaction to this whole thing. So be ready for that, and then we'll get into what's going on the fields and the arenas and the ice and you name it. So keep it close. A lot to talk about. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Ready for some outdoor cleaning? Well, don't forget your colors. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Coming up, a colorful interpretation of pressure washers right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Pressure washers are fantastic tools when it comes to outdoor cleaning, but have you ever noticed the different colors of the available spray nozzles? Knowing these colors will help you choose the right tip for the job. Those color codes tell you what pattern of spray the tip produces. The white tip is a 40-degree fan, perfect for rinsing or delicate washing like windows. Green is the most versatile with a 25-degree spray pattern. It delivers good impact cleaning to remove grime and dirt. Your yellow tip, often called the chiseling tip, produces a 15-degree pattern and is the choice you want to remove peeling paint or mildew. Finally, there's red. This is a tip with no pattern at all. It sends out a fine pencil point and concentrated burst. While this nozzle is best for cleaning metal machinery, it also works great to remove grass from cracks in your sidewalk. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Usual cast of characters. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Get at him, sportsfred@aol.com. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're in Phoenix. Beautiful spot to be, by the way. Get at Jeff at ByJeffRich on Twitter. Or get at me at Dorf on Sports and follow us here. Sports Byline USA. Tons of things happening in the sports world. Before we get into the sports world, like the real things that are happening, I got to get your thoughts, Fred, on this Bruce Jenner interview from Friday evening. I'm sure you watched it. And if you didn't, I'm sure you got the skinny on what's going on. Maybe you can explain it to Jeff and I because he and I don't get it. At the end of the day, look, I want people to be happy. I want people to be who they are. However, we were brought into this world, as far as I'm concerned, one way. And that's the way that I know to be. So can you explain this to me at all, Fred?
I didn't watch the entire interview, but I certainly watched part of it on Friday night. I think he's a hero. I think what he did takes more courage than I have and host slew of people out there listening to this show right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network might have. I think to say something like that, to put yourself out there like that, means that he really believes it. And it's something that he's wanted to do for a long period of time. And to say you were born one way, but emotionally he was born another, he thinks. And the only person that can make that judgment, in my opinion, is the person himself. And whatever makes him happy is fine with me. It's just that he's such a big name, it took more courage than somebody else just doing it quietly. And I give Bruce Jenner all the credit in the world, honor in the world, for telling the world that it's okay. And I'm sure there are people listening who might be in the same circumstance, who might feel that they're the wrong sex. They feel they should be the other sex. And maybe it'll push them to do the right thing for themselves emotionally. So I don't understand why anybody would be upset with him. I think, again, I would never have the guts to do something like that, and I don't know how many people who would.
I don't know what guts really have to do with it, to be honest with you. And I'm just of this opinion, and maybe call me insensitive, call me whatever, okay? But I just don't understand why it's more significant for us to know about this Bruce Jenner guy and what he wants to do versus anybody that wants to do this.
It's not, but because he's Bruce Jenner,
right?
People would know that if he starts wearing dresses. So he had to come out if he's going
to come
out.
Well, but not only that, see, here's my point really, is that they looked at this, I'm talking about the TV, and they looked at this and they said, there's a way for us to make money. Okay.
Sure.
And ultimately, that's what it was really about more than anything. So that's my point, is his story is only more important because his story sells more and people are going to watch it for some odd reason, whether because it's Bruce Jenner. And maybe it has something to do with him being a former athlete. Maybe it has nothing to do with that. And maybe it has something to do with this whole reality TV thing with the Kardashians. And And people are so interested in that. I guess that to me, that's what is like disappointing and sick to me is because of who this guy is or what he has accomplished with this reality TV thing is why people are interested in it. That's my humble opinion.
Let me just say this one response.
Go ahead, and then Jeff.
Then Jeff, take it over. Listen, here's the decathlon winner. What it shows, what it tells you, is that you never know what's in somebody's mind and what's in somebody's body and what's in somebody's thoughts. That's why it's important, because he was a decathlon winner, figuring he's the strongest man on earth or one of the strongest people on earth physically. And he, his entire life, if you saw the interview, really leaned the other way. So my point is, I think it's very important for people to know that looks are deceiving in some cases. And I give him all the credit in the world for coming out. And he must have had, think about it now, for 60 plus years, he's wanted to be the other side. And he didn't do it. And now he's done it. You know how many years of torture he must have gone through in his own head and his own mind because he didn't make the move?
You know, at the end of the day, I don't think I care very much about what Bruce Jenner does. I don't think that it affects you, Fred, or you, Andy, or myself,
right,
obviously. But, you know, do we have female listeners out there? I'd be curious to see what a female that, you know, maybe has to use a public restroom on Wilshire. Well, you know, are they comfortable with Bruce Jenner coming in and sharing a restroom with them? You know, I'd love to hear female thoughts on this subject. What's the number? 800-878-7529?
You got it, man. Really solid. 1-800-878-7529. We want to hear from men. We want to hear from women. Really, this is a topic that hits everybody, to be honest with you. So there is no barriers. And in all honesty, there's never any barriers. We love calls from everybody on this program, men, children, women, you name it. We want everybody involved. So 1-800-878-7529. Let me ask you guys this. I'm just asking this because I'm curious, and look, I'm so confused about this whole thing, to be honest with you. So maybe you can shed some light on this with me, Fred, okay? So if Bruce Jenner decides that he wants to be a female, right?
Right.
Okay. Would he be considered a lesbian because he is a woman that likes women? Or am I not getting something once again? Can you explain that to me, Fred?
I don't know if he'd be a lesbian or not. I mean, I have no conception. You know, there are a lot of gay guys who are married, yet in their hearts, they'd rather be with a guy. So I don't know what that tells you about Bruce Jenner. Is he a lesbian? Is he not a lesbian? All I know is that this individual, with all the greatness that came to him, had to go through torture for much of his life, and I give him credit for finally doing the right thing in his own head. I mean, and the only person that can make that decision, Andy, is Bruce Jenner. I mean, because he's the only one who knows how much he's suffering. And obviously for him to come out in this world the way it is, I mean, he's going to be slapped around by a lot of people. He's going to be beaten up by a lot of people. I think, again, it took more guts than I'd ever have, and I got to give him credit.
Okay, Jeff, can you help me out? Does my question make sense to you? I mean, I guess that's most of my confusion with this whole thing is from what I understand,
it's not a factor. From what I understand, Bruce has graduated on to a life of of being asexual. Given that situation with the Kardashians, the way that I heard that he torched his ex-wife, I guess. I don't think it's an issue. I think that I don't think it's a sexual thing. I think that it's I think it's just Bruce Jenner feeling more comfortable in his own skin. I'm not on board with it, man. Like to be honest with you, Dorf, I'm not confused about it. I accept it for what it is. I understand that it doesn't affect my, you know, the life of Jeff Rich in any way. And,
sure.
And I walk on by. And I think that, you know, you're either supportive or you walk on by. I don't think that we really need to question his orientation and what this may, you know, what this makes him other than someone that's comfortable in his own skin with the money to, you know, to pull it off and the, you know, the honesty to reveal it. Like Fred said, I don't think that it's as much courage as it is honesty to share who you are.
Good points. I think that, in all honesty, I think it's just an interesting topic. There's no right or wrong. Let's be honest. It's about how you feel and what makes you feel like you're a normal person, I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about making yourself feel normal. He was feeling uncomfortable for a long time in skin that he was not down with, I guess. But we came into the world one way. I would assume we go out the same way. That's just me. Anyways, interesting stuff. We want thoughts. We want opinions. It is Dorf on Sports. You got Fred Wallen. You got Jeff Rich. You got Andy Dorf. And you could be involved too. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my guy Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Got my other guy, Jeff Rich. He's here with me in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. digits are 1-800-878-7529. Hit Jeff and I up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. He's still old school. SportsFred@AOL.com. Speaking of old school, let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Dave in Mesa. Dave, you got Fred, you got Jeff, you got the Dorf man, and now we got you. What is on your mind today, Dave?
Well, first off, is Fred like the only person left on AOL?
Well, you know, that there's a funny story there. About 17 years ago, AOL called me at home and offered me $500 for the surname SportsFred@AOL.com. And I said no, because I'm not SportsFred 12 or SportsFred 1228. I am SportsFred, which means I was the first one with the name Fred to join AOL. You know, under sports,
or at least the first Fred that likes sports, well, or went that
route. Right. But it's been 20 plus years, and you can like AOL or not like AOL. But if I go to another one, I'm not going to be Sports Fred 1. I'm going to be Sports Fred 2097 or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
You're not even Sports Fred 1. You're actually just Sports Fred. You are sports the original Fred. Sports Fred.
I am the original Sports Fred, and that's a true story.
All right, Dave. Anything else?
I got a chance to watch. We recorded that Bruce Jenner interview the other night, and I got a chance to watch it last night. And for me, like you said, Andy, I'm not going to say right or wrong. I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, sexual aspect of it. But for me, it just seems like it's a guy who's just trying to keep himself in the limelight. You know,
I tend to agree with you. Again, look, now what happens? Does he write a book about this? I mean, what's going to happen with Bruce Jenner? Because I agree with you. Look, let's face it, man. He lives in the reality TV world, right? That's how this guy got back on top when you really think about it. So in all honesty, it makes a lot of sense for this guy to do this and then capitalize on it. I agree with you, Dave.
I know, but, you know, we saw this year, decades ago, back when Rene Richards, the tennis player, did the same thing. But you didn't see him or her, or however you want to classify it, did a couple of interviews and stuff like that, but didn't really make it so prominent about what they were doing, just doing what they felt they were doing.
Yeah, but see, that's part of society today. You know what I'm saying? That's more about, hey, look at me. I'm the person that's doing this, you know, and it's how do I draw attention to myself? That's kind of the way the society works today.
See, I don't know. You guys go to the market. You're standing in line. You see the National Enquirer and the other papers with pictures and comments about Bruce Jenner. So if I'm Bruce Jenner, I got to just set the record straight once and for all. So end all this, is he or is he not going to change sexes and whatever the case might be. Again, I don't see it as an ego thing. I think is a thing that he's always been in the limelight, and from athletically and now with the Kardashians. So I don't, I just think it took a tremendous amount of guts to finally go to a doctor and actually say to him, Doc, I really want to be a woman. I mean, think about how hard that is, or how difficult that must be for somebody. I mean, it would be one of the hardest things ever to do. I just think he's got guts beyond belief. That's all.
I'll just say this. It's a trade that I am not willing to make, okay? And that's a sacrifice that I am definitely
so
not.
So what you're saying then, Andy, is that if in your head, your entire life, you wanted to be a woman, you wouldn't have the guts to change. Well, he does.
No, what I'm saying is I'm comfortable with who I am. That's what I'm saying.
But he's not. But he hasn't been. That's the difference.
I was comfortable from the day that I was born. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Fred.
And you're the majority. You're 99% or 95% or whatever number out there it is. But the 5% that are not comfortable, it takes guts to make a move. I mean, come on.
That's why you can make a real strong argument that I'm sorry. This is not normal, because you just made a very, very good point. I am in the vast, vast majority with this, right? So again, look, I'm all about understanding chemical imbalances in people's brains and this and that and the other. Right. But the statement that you just made makes me say to myself more and more, if 99% or whatever percentage it is feel one way, that's pretty drastic, Fred. Yes or no?
Well, I mean, that doesn't make them any better than anybody else.
Again, it doesn't
mean they were born. It just means the way they were born. I mean, so my point is the 5% or let's say the 10% that are gay, it's not a choice they're making. Bruce Jenner didn't wake up one morning and say to himself, well, let me think. I want to be a woman. Something's in his system, has been in his mind, in his psyche his entire life. He said, if you saw the interview, I only saw part of it, was that he wore dresses as a kid. So obviously it's been there for 60 years. So what I'm saying to you is that doesn't make you or me or Bruce any more normal than one than the other. We're just a higher percentage of people in this world. But he's gone through torture. I mean,
again,
give the guy credit.
Again, I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong, but there is something that is a lot in one favor and a very little bit in the other favor. Dave, anything else, man? What else you got?
Andy, real quick, I noticed, you know, after the 76 games in Montreal when he won the decathlon, he had absolutely no problem living the life of, you know, probably the hottest male athlete back in that time and living that fast life of a normal guy, you know, with the girls. I know he got married and stuff like that. I didn't see any chink in the armor back then when he was living that lifestyle.
Yeah, but you're not in his head how difficult it might have been for him to fake it all those years. Come on, what a gay guy married is faking it. Certainly, gay guys do fake it. That doesn't make them happy. It just makes them survive in this society because it's easier to survive in a majority. I mean, hang on for a second. You'd rather have a small nose than a big nose. You'd rather have small ears than big ears. You'd rather just be in the main. You'd rather be normal in this country. There was a period when I was 13, and this is no joke, and I don't have big ears. I thought I had big ears. I did not take the Culver City High School bus for 2 weeks until my mother finally explained to me, your ears are great. So my point is, if I worried about my ears, can you imagine what Bruce Jenner has gone through for 60 years?
Well, but think of it also like this, fellas. Look, I think we live in a much more accepting society today than we did when you're talking about this guy growing up when he was 30 and whatnot. So socially, it was nowhere near as acceptable back in the day as it is today. And again, look, I'm not saying there's a right or a wrong, okay? Again, whatever makes people happy should make everybody else happy. That's great. But look, when you make it a spectacle and you put yourself on TV and you want everybody to hear your story, Fred, I think you are making a spectacle of yourself at that point.
Well, is that better? Or every time you go to the market, you read a different story about yourself in National Enquirer and types like that? I mean, so he came and told the world, so all the thoughts and all the comments could come to a conclusion. Yes, internally, emotionally,
okay, but
I am a woman.
Now you have different types of comments that are coming out. So again, look, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. He decided to do what he did for some reason or another and let the world know what he is choosing to do with the rest of his life. Go ahead, Dave. Anything else?
Last night's games, Bucks and Bulls, I don't think any other coach in the league, maybe Popovich, could have drawn up that play that Jason Kidd drew up at the end of the game.
Hey, great point. I mean, Jay Kidd absolutely had a very big part in winning that basketball game for the Milwaukee Bucks. Look, he calls a timeout, not like taken away by the moment and saying, okay, we got a shot here and we're going to go into overtime. No. He makes a call. He calls a timeout, sets up a play, and they fake Derrick Rose literally out of his jock strap, to be honest with you. And you know what? Give a lot of credit to Jay Kidd. Give a lot of credit to Dudley for making that pass. And then Jared Bayless for finishing the play. Milwaukee Bucks could easily be out of this series 4-0, like Jeff said earlier, but they could easily be tied up 2-2. So this is all positive for that young Milwaukee Buck team. Look, I think they're a year ahead of where they were supposed to be. I don't think anybody really thought they were making the playoffs. And then Jabari Parker goes down. You have the problem with Larry Sanders. This Milwaukee Bucks team is growing up right before our very own eyes. And look, we all know I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. I'm proud. I'm happy to see it. And I got a huge smile on my face. And last night, that was just an awesome play, an awesome finish, and a great way for them to get a victory, man, and make this series at least go back to Chicago for another game. Dave, I hear the music. Go ahead.
You know Jason Kidd's telling them, just take it one game at a time, but the way they threw that play up, it was like if Derrick Rose bites on the fake, I mean, everything had to flow in the perfect place in order for that to happen. And you know Jason Kidd was telling him in the timeout, if Rose bites on the fake, do the lob, and we'll get the basket. It just worked out perfectly.
Absolutely. Hey, man, appreciate the call as always. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully, Dave.
Yeah, guys, enjoy the nice weather we're having here in Arizona.
Absolutely. Hey. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to keep talking sports on the other side. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
If your kitchen cabinets are looking a little dull and grimy, it's time to get steamed up. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, I'll share with you how you can turn your microwave into a powerful cleaning tool right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Kitchen cabinets take a lot of abuse. Everything from spills, smoke from cooking, natural oils on our hands, even contact with our pets. All these things start taking their toll, and soon the cabinets just don't look their best. Here's a great tip for quick and easy cleaning right down to the pores. Take a regular kitchen sponge and run it underwater. Wring it out so that it's only damp. Place the sponge in your microwave and heat it on the high setting for about 20 seconds. Be sure to put on a pair of rubber gloves to remove the sponge because it will be hot. Using your favorite citrus cleaner, and I like the orange-based ones, spray it on the cabinets and scrub it down with the steamy sponge. The combination of the heat and citrus will cut right through all the grime and leave your cabinets looking new and smelling great. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Join the Napa River History Tour on a beautiful two-hour kayak tour as we discover wildlife and explore Napa's most revealing and provocative secrets. Perfect for all fitness levels and experience, we'll include the kayaks, life jackets, and paddles. All you need to do is show up and enjoy. Call 707-227-7364 or go to NapaRiverHistoryTour.com.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. thoughts and opinions encouraged and welcomed big time. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and follow us here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email. We just found out his story. Only guy with that SportsFred at AOL.com. The original SportsFred at AOL.com. Hey, let's get into the playoffs a little bit. Let's talk some NBA first. And I'll shoot to you first on this one too, Fred. Steph Curry, unbelievable performances in Game 3 and Game 4, knocking out the Pelicans in four straight, down 20 points. This team really doesn't seem to have a weak link other than the fact that they did get behind, but they have the ability to get back in games, make great shots. Some of the shot making from Steph Curry, just absolutely unbelievable. He does it like repeatedly. You're seeing like over and over in one game, whereas you could be watching like a whole career for somebody. So how impressed with you are you the Golden State Warriors, but also Steph Curry so far?
Well, what can you say? 40-39, you're down by 20 in game three, you win it. You knew that there was no shot in game four for the Pelicans. Their heart had to be out of it, and it was, except, you know, I look at the odds, and I think they were 10-point underdogs. I mean, I just didn't wager one way or the other. By the way, if you want my thoughts on games, you go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com. But I didn't touch the game because I knew that there was no question the Warriors would win. The question was, would they cover? And it was a big number. But, again, after you lose game three as you did, you can't have much left in game four. And I want to go back to what you guys said about the Milwaukee game yesterday. I got to tell you, and I've said this before, Rose is a very talented player, but he's not a very smart basketball player. If Gerald Bayless wanted to run to the corner, let him run to the corner. If he can make a three-pointer, with 3 seconds left, congratulations. My point is, you don't leave the center of the court open. So Rose was totally fooled. So, yeah, it was a good call by Kidd and everything else, and it was a good move by Bayless, and it was a perfect pass. There's no question about that. But it was also stupid basketball, in my opinion, by Rose, because Derrick Rose is a very talented athlete. But one more time, I wouldn't trust him in a clutch situation, because I think I just don't think he thinks.
Look, he fell asleep. I think that's what happened there. Look, I watched the play several times, and I'm saying to myself, he fell asleep maybe he thought that they had already passed the ball in. I don't know, because he turned his head, and then he just sort of stopped. And then when he reacted, obviously it was too late. Bayless had already made the bucket. So, look, it was more about just – I think it was a great play, personally, and I think he fell asleep. I think he thought there's no way they're making this pass, and he fell asleep. So I wouldn't knock him as a basketball player because of that. Look, it happens to everybody. You know, the greatest have made mistakes before, but he had a chance to have his team go into overtime when they had battled so hard to get that game tied up. I think that's more the letdown than anything, is that you're thinking, oh, we're going into overtime, and then you fall asleep. And 1.3 seconds, as we all know, is an eternity in the NBA. So, look, and especially when you have that side out, you don't have to go all the way down the court. You know, it makes things a little bit easier. So I give a lot of credit to Jason Kidd, Jared Dudley, and then the finish from Jared Bayless. So, look, I agree with you. He fell asleep. But I wouldn't say that he's a terrible player, or I wouldn't trust him, because he's actually been pretty darn good in this series for a guy who's come back. So, look, it is what it is. I think, personally, the Bucks got robbed, and they should be tied 2-2. So, you know, I have a whole different perspective on this thing. But, again, I realize what Jeff said, too, earlier. They could be out of this series, and it could be 4-0. I mean, the games have been very close. This isn't like the Bulls are running away with these games. They're close games. The Bucks have a shot to win most of them, and then they go on a scoring drought somewhere late in the ball game, which winds up coming back to sting them. But I've been impressed with this young team, man. I'll be honest with you. I was expecting them to get swept, but at the same time, I said to myself, if they play well, I don't think the Bulls are that much better than them. They could sneak a game, and They did. I just thought they'd sneak game three, not game four. Jeff, I mean, anything to add on this?
Not really. I mean, the series is already longer than I thought it would be. I'm all for, you know, with my Cleveland interest in mind, I'm all for the Bucks taking this thing seven games. So, you know, go Jason Kidd and go Milwaukee. But I think it's a tall order. I think that, you know, 3-1 is where this series should be. I know that they've been, you know, they played close, but I think that's an indictment on Chicago more than it is praise for Milwaukee.
Well, and not only that, I don't think Cleveland loses to either the Bulls or the Bucks. If it were the Bucks, they'd sweep the Bucks most likely. If it's the Bulls, I think that goes six. But I like the Cleveland Cavaliers to get by them. I like the Cleveland Cavaliers to make it to the NBA Finals. So look, I think the Bulls are gonna get by the Bucks. I think we all think that. But I think that Cleveland winds up beating them. They're just a little bit better, and they don't really have an answer for LeBron. Let's be honest about that. However, with that being said, Jimmy Butler, guys, is absolutely fantastic, and he made one of the best moves I've ever seen, not signing a contract, because that dude is going to get paid some serious cash, and I'll tell you what, I'd go to war with that guy any day, Fred.
Very talented athlete, a very good athlete. His timing's perfect. His agent and him made the wise, smart move, and he's going to be very, very rich. No question about that. You know, can we go off the basketball just for one moment? Because
sure.
This is a very big story here in Southern California. Well, there's two big stories in Southern California right now and Southern Nevada right now as far as the blackout is concerned. And Time Warner was going to be bought by Comcast. Now, that's not going to happen, so most likely we're going to be blacked out an entire season again by the Guggenheims and stupid Time Warner, but a very big story with the Angels and Josh Hamilton. I mean, think about this now. The owner of the Angels, Artie Moreno, is willing to tear up $68 million because he owes, the Angels owe Hamilton $83 million. Apparently, Texas will pay $15. That means that Artie Moreno is ripping up $68 million just to get rid of Josh Hamilton. I don't know how the folks outside of Southern California or outside of Texas are thinking about this, but if I'm a player, I'm saying another player or a free agent player, I'm sorry, because his illness, I mean, it is an illness. I mean, he's an addict, and I've never put anything up my nose, and nor would I ever, but I'm just saying he apparently can't stop. And Marino's willing to eat $68 million and not support his former player. Any comments?
Look, I think sometimes, Fred, you know, this is an old saying. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. And sometimes you're better off cutting ties with somebody than trying to make the situation normal or better or whatever. So I think it's more about the headaches that Josh Hamilton has created for the Los Angeles Angels. Jeff, your thoughts?
This is a tough one for me because I believe in redemption, and I believe in second chances, and I believe in rewarding Hamilton for his honesty that he came forward about what was reported to be cocaine, and relapse, and he's humiliated by it, and he wants to, you know, I think that the guy wants to, they tell you you're not supposed, not to poke fun at people that are mentally handicapped because they want nothing more than to have a normal life. And I think it's the same with addiction, though. It's, I think that, one could be chalked up as genetic, the other perhaps a little more behavioral. But, I think shedding Josh Hamilton's contract, I think they're a bad mix. I think, for Josh Hamilton, he goes back to where he was successful in Arlington. I think this is the win-win, and it was just, it was more Moreno hedging his bets than, than tearing up money. I mean, it's just to tear up a little bit less money.
Right. I mean, like I said, it's just sometimes you have to cut ties because at a certain point you're just hurting yourself by continuing to enable somebody, I guess, and, by paying a lot of money.
And if you're a teammate who likes him, how do you feel?
I mean, look, you got to understand, Fred, this is a business, too. I mean, it's not all like, hey, we're buddy-buddy. And, at the end of the day, this is a business, and you have to make good decisions for your franchise. And to be honest with you, all the players around him. So, you know, I could make the argument that he was ruining team chemistry and whatnot. I mean, there's a whole different side you can play too. It's not just one or the other. Again, I don't think there's necessarily a right or a wrong. I mean, I think that can you handle things better or worse? Sure. But certain things, you got to cut ties and you got to just move on and cut your losses, if you will. And I think that's where they were at with this, to be honest with you. And look, it's too bad. It's a shame. But you know what? Hopefully everybody learns a lesson from this at the end of the day, right? I mean, that's really the big thing here is hopefully everybody learns a lesson and just be held accountable for what you're supposed to do. Yes or no?
Well, what's the lesson? That the owner's not going to support me if I make a mistake? Or is the lesson I shouldn't put something up my nose? I mean, I guess there are a lot of lessons out there.
How many mistakes should they cover your back for? I guess that's my question. And when is enough enough, Fred?
I don't know. Because, again, I've never touched the stuff and never would touch the stuff. So I don't know what that kind of a addiction really is and what forces it has in your system. But all I know is I would have, if I'm upset with him, and I should be upset with him if I'm an owner or general manager, mm-hmm. if I'm Jerry DePito or if I'm Marty Marino, if I'm Mike Socia, I would have said what I said to him personally or to his agent. I would not have gone to the press. I think you embarrassed yourself. All those guys did. As well as Hamilton by making those comments when it first came out. I just don't think you do it that way, because other players aren't stupid. They know now that you know, this may not be the organization for me. God forbid if I ever make a mistake.
Okay, Jeff, final word on this, and then I got something to throw at you guys for the last couple topics before we get out of here.
Believe it or not, I'm in agreement with Fred. I think that the Angels wear egg on their face over their handling of this from the get-go, and I think the sooner they can put it behind them, the better. So hopefully this move or this transfer, this trade to Texas goes through. But, yeah, I couldn't agree with Fred more about the Angels management and their poor handling of the situation.
All right, real quickly, before we get out of here, and we'll discuss this on the other side too, but Clippers and Spurs, look, I think – The Clippers, I thought they were poised to make a good run this year. However, game two, very disappointing for them. Game three, even more disappointing for them. I mean, in all honesty, Fred, that's an embarrassment. You, myself, and Jeff could have gone out there and shot better than 29% or whatever it is they did for the game. Pretty awful from your L.A. Clippers. I know it's not the Lakers, but they are there in L.A., your Clippers.
They're a 6.5-point underdog on Sunday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would say they got their work cut out for them. It's going to be tough there in San Antonio. But anyways, a few more things to talk about on the other side, like will the Rockets sweep the Mavericks? I got to wonder, really, I mean, we were talking about Dallas early in the year as maybe a team to be reckoned with. Well, they're really up against it now. Anyways, one final segment, Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, and solid program, by the way. And remember, we're brought to you in part today by today's homeowner television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings on online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Fred, Jeff, real quickly, can Dallas get a game or do they get swept out of the playoffs by Houston? And are we not thinking about Houston enough? Are they a sleeping giant? Fred, you first.
I don't think they're the best coach team in the league. So it's I think that's why people are not necessarily speaking about Houston. But the difference now is that Howard is rested. Howard can now play 35 minutes. And when he's on his game, obviously he makes a major, major difference in the middle. And, of course, Harden is Harden. So, I mean, it's going to be tough for Dallas. And I think that line's only 2.5. But I got to think, yeah, Houston could surprise because Howard, as long as he stays healthy, is one of the best centers in the game.
Jeff, go ahead.
I despise the hero ball from Harden. I despise the way Houston plays. I think that they could, you know, they could go on a nice little run, but yeah, I think Dallas can take Game 4. Well, you know, we'll see how it turns out, but you know, Houston's obviously going to win the series, but I don't think that their style of play is sustainable to win an NBA title.
Yeah, I just think they rely too heavily on James Harden, and he has the ball in his hands so much. And look, I mean, he's great. Don't get me wrong. He can get to the free throw line. He creates his own shot. He can knock it down from three, this, that, and the other. But to me, I think when, you know, they get to those tougher rounds and they got to play like the San Antonios of the world or the Golden States of the world, they're going to be exploited. And I agree with you, Jeff. But fellas, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. Fred, enjoy the rest of your day. Jeff, you do the same, fellas, okay? Well, as always, everybody, that's going to wrap it for us. Another solid program. We'll be back next Sunday breaking down the NFL draft. So don't miss that. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.